You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, we're just going to thank everybody again on the ability and thank God first and foremost of everything on the ability to produce a clearer and easier to understand broadcast with this new studio equipment that we have. And we hope that you enjoy it. So we're going to continue on with part two of the series on God's holy days versus pagan holidays. And again, just state it one more time that we delayed this until after Easter, really for a couple reasons. One, I don't think it's fair to hit somebody with this right before they're getting ready to do something that they're all excited about, keeping this pagan holiday, Astarte or Esther, and thinking that it has something to do with Jesus when it's got absolutely nothing to do with him. In fact, it's the exact opposite of him. It's a pagan fertility festival, and eggs and rabbits have nothing to do with our Savior's death and resurrection. What does, though? Passover. Did you know that Jesus and the disciples never observed Astarte or Easter? Even after Jesus' death and resurrection, the apostles did not observe it, did not teach people to observe it, actually taught them to quit keeping it because the vast majority of Christians, as time went on, became more and more Gentiles joining in. And the Gentiles did these pagan festivals, and true believers do not. So, we talked about in Daniel chapter 7, verses 25, and we read it, "And he shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall intend to change times and law." These times and law that it's talking about are God's Sabbath and God's holy days. He changed the evil system that arose, changed the Sabbath to Sunday and God's holy days to pagan holidays, and convinced people in doing it that it has something to do with God and that God is pleased with this. Let's see, your enemy Satan has days that he emphasizes and his followers observe, and they teach God's children that have a relationship with him, although it has to be a shaky one, that they would even consider it. But as time went on, the evil system arose in power and persecuted the true saints and convinced them to join in their pagan, licentious, evil, sexually charged holidays. After all, they were fun. They will make you feel good. And we're doing it all for Jesus. Well, they bought into that lie, and today people don't even know the history of what they're doing and how evil it is. You want to learn more? Tune in tomorrow, where you can listen in every Monday through Friday at 5:05 p.m. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.